The two briefings we have heard today are, in fact, calls for action. The situation as presented is grave. The figures quoted speak for themselves. Deputy Special Coordinator Ramiz Alakbarov provided the crux. These are not isolated developments. These are interconnected steps building on decades of conflict and occupation that are undermining the prospects of the two-state solution. And Deputy Executive Director Hanna Suleiman informed us of the wide-ranging humanitarian consequences of what was happening in the West Bank, especially for children, and again rightly called for protection. The Council must respond, because the situation in the occupied West Bank is deteriorating rapidly. What we are witnessing is a clear pattern of coordinated illegal measures designed to entrench the occupation, alter the demographic and territorial realities on ground, and undermine the prospects of a Palestinian state. Settlement expansion has reached an alarming scale. The expansion of settlements in the E1 area, the launch of the Crimson Thread project, and the settlement activities in the heart of West Bank are all part of a broader effort to fragment the Palestinian territory. This is accompanied by unprecedented settler violence. The West Bank has experienced its largest displacement crisis since 1967. Furthermore, expanded unlawful Israeli authority over land registration, administration, and enforcement is compounding de facto annexation in violation of UN Security Council resolutions and the ICJ advisory opinions. Alongside these measures, the continued withholding of Palestinian revenues is severely undermining Palestinian institutions. These revenues belong to the Palestinian people and must be released immediately and in full. We are equally alarmed by escalating provocations at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Al-Haram al-Sharif. On 24th July, the Group of Eight Arab Islamic countries in their statement have condemned the continued mass incursions by settlers. The cumulative effect of these mutually destructive policies and actions is intimidation, dispossession, and forced displacement, thereby perpetuating the cycle of occupation and annexation, all in flagrant violation of international law. Madam President, in Gaza, the humanitarian situation is extremely fragile. President Trump's comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict provided an important opportunity to alleviate humanitarian suffering and advance a credible pathway to Palestinian self-determination and statehood. This opportunity must not be allowed to be squandered. Pakistan has welcomed the positive developments under the Board of Peace towards the implementation of the Gaza Peace Plan and Resolution 2803. We appreciate the mediators, including the US, Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey, for their sustained efforts. However, Israel's continuing military escalations and recent rejection of the roadmap risk undermining this diplomatic process and jeopardizing the prospects for peace. In view of the concerning developments, the international community and this Council in particular must act without delay. First, the Council must ensure that Israel, the occupying power, immediately halt all settlement activity and reverse all unlawful measures aimed at altering the status, character, and demographic composition of the occupied Palestinian territory in line with relevant Security Council resolutions, including 2334. Second, settler violence needs to end immediately, and those responsible must be held accountable. Third, the Palestinian people must be provided international protection, as also requested by the Palestinian president in his letter to the Council. And the Council must respond to the four recommendations concerning protection that were made by the UNICEF representative today. Fourth, Israel must respect the historical and legal status quo at the holy sites, including Al-Aqsa Mosque, Al-Harm al-Sharif, and halt all provocative actions. Fifth, the Security Council Resolution 2803 and the Comprehensive Peace Plan must be implemented fully and in good faith. The Council must have a serious discussion how to tackle the obstacles and violations. Madam President, as the foreign ministers of the group of eight Arab and Islamic countries, including Pakistan, affirmed on 6th August in their statement, the ongoing Israeli violations in the Gaza Strip cannot be viewed in isolation from the attacks carried out by settlers in the occupied West Bank, the unlawful expansion of settlements, and the unilateral measures aimed at altering the status quo in occupied Jerusalem. Taken together, these practices constitute a systematic policy aimed at imposing a fait accompli by force, undermining the foundations of the two-state solution. Madam President, the situation is approaching a dangerous tipping point. Unless this trajectory is reversed, the consequences for the two-state solution and for peace and stability across the region could be catastrophic. The path to peace is clear. It lies in ending the Israeli occupation and enabling the Palestinian people to exercise their inalienable right to self-determination through the establishment of an independent, sovereign, viable, and contiguous state of Palestine based on the pre-1967 borders with Al-Quds Al-Sharif as its capital. It is the only credible foundation for a just, lasting, and comprehensive peace in the region. I thank you.
China is deeply concerned about the recent escalation in the occupied Palestinian territory and is deeply distressed by increasing civilian casualties caused by the ongoing violence. Against the backdrop of increasing instability in the region, we must not allow the Palestinian issue be ignored or marginalized. The international community should take swift action to do everything possible to curb conflict and violence, save innocent lives, and uphold fairness and justice. I would like to make 3 points. First, we must set the record straight, address the root causes, and truly respect the fundamental rights of the Palestinian people. For some time now, the situation in the West Bank and Gaza has seen a sharp deterioration, leading to more pain and suffering to the Palestinian people. At its core, this is due to the fact that the fundamental principles of the international law have not been respected, while the Palestinian people's rights to survival and development long ignored. The lives of Palestinian peoples are just as precious as those of any other people. The international community must uphold a clear sense of right and wrong, further build consensus, promptly correct all erroneous words and deeds that deny or infringe upon the legitimate rights of the Palestinian people, and ensure their equal rights so as to effectively uphold international fairness and justice. Second, decisive and effective action must be taken to stop conflict and violence. The situation in the West Bank has been escalating dangerously. The occupying power is pushing forward with its settlement expansions, desecrating and vandalizing religious sites, blockading refugee camps, and carrying out mass arrests, while settler violence is intensifying. It is shocking that the training center of UNRWA has been forcibly stormed on two occasions. The protection of civilians is not an empty catchword, but an obligation under international law that the occupying power must fulfill. Israel must implement Security Council Resolution 2334, cease settlement activities, curb settler violence, and ensure strict accountability. The agency's normal functioning in accordance with its mandate must be respected. The situation in Gaza is equally concerning. Even after the announcement by the Board of Peace of progress on the second phase of the ceasefire, Israel has continued to refuse to halt its operations. It has now been more than 300 days since the signing of the peace agreement, of the ceasefire agreement, yet a lasting ceasefire has yet to be achieved. The current situation is not due to a lack of ceasefire proposal, but a lack of a political will to implement one. China calls on Israel and all relevant parties to implement fully and in good faith the Gaza ceasefire agreement and urges Israel to comply with international humanitarian law by lifting sanctions restrictions on the entry of humanitarian supplies. Countries that have significant influence over the parties should take concrete actions to de-escalate the situation. Third, we must stay the course and make every effort to revitalize the political prospects of the two-state solution. The two-state solution is the only viable path to resolving the Palestinian issue as recognized by the international community. Any hesitation, skepticism, or wavering is unacceptable. Both Gaza and the West Bank are integral parts of the state of Palestine. Israel must end its illegal occupation of the Palestinian territories as soon as possible and cease undermining the governance structures of the Palestinian National Authority. The international community should fully respect the will of the Palestinian people. Advance post-war reconstruction in Gaza in accordance with the principle of Palestinians governing Palestine, return to the correct path of the two-state solution and realize the early establishment of an independent Palestinian state. Only in this way can peaceful coexistence between Palestine and Israel be achieved and lasting peace and stability in the Middle East be secured. Madam President, on the question of Palestine, China has always been on the side of peace, justice and conscience. China will, as always, support the just cause of the Palestinian people to realize their legitimate national rights, work to bring an early end to the suffering of the Palestinian people, and make unremitting efforts to restore stability to the region and bring peace to its people. Thank you, Madam President.
Madam President, Russia supported the convening of today's Security Council meeting with a goal with the focus on the situation in the West Bank. We believe it's unacceptable to further erode international attention toward the task of achieving a just and lasting Middle East settlement, the cornerstone of which was and remains the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. The confrontation, which decades later remains the key irritant in the region, perpetuating its general state of crisis and causing new flashpoints of tension to emerge in the broader Middle East region. We thank the Deputy Special Coordinator of the UN for the Middle East Peace Process, Ramiz Alakbarov, and the Deputy Executive Director of UNICEF, Hanan Suleiman, for their detailed briefings on the situation in the West Bank. We agree with the alarming assessments of these UN representatives. Essentially, the West Bank is approaching a point of no return with a risk of profound destabilization of the military political situation in the entire region. The reasons for this dangerous trend are well known. They lie in the creeping expansion of Israel and the OPT, the escalation of settlement activity, of settlement violence, and the unprecedented tightening of Israeli restrictions on the movement of Palestinian residents. Against the position of most of the international community, West Jerusalem continues its illegal policy of building new settlements. A few days ago, the government issued yet another tender for the construction of over 600 housing units in the province of Ramallah and Al Bira. Settler violence has reached extreme levels, and it's carried out not only with impunity, but sometimes with the connivance of Israeli soldiers. In late July, early August, there was a wave of attacks carried out in a number of cities in which radicals burned mosques, ravaged homes and vehicles, and dozens of people were injured. According to openly available sources, the settler violence is reaching tragic new levels. Since the beginning of this year, over 11,000 attacks have been committed. Israeli civilians have killed over 20 West Bank civilians. In parallel, we're seeing intensifying IDF operations to clear West Bank towns and refugee camps. These armed raids are accompanied by arbitrary arrests of Palestinians and large-scale restrictions on their movement. Especially troubling is the fact that due to these measures, the largest Palestinian towns are blockaded and even emergency medical services have been suspended. We call on Israel to refrain from any arbitrary measures, including settlement activity, that undermine the prospects for a two-state solution, as well as to take effective measures to curb settler violence and to immediately return to implementing relevant UNSC and GA resolutions. Madam President, of equal concern is the volatile situation in another part of the OPT, that is Gaza. The practical implementation of the American peace plan for Gaza has essentially stalled. Certainly, it's important to note that thanks to the efforts of mediators, large-scale bloodshed has ceased in the enclave. However, the ceasefire regime continues to be systematically violated, mainly by Israel. This is clearly demonstrated by the numbers of victims. In less than a year since the formal entry into effect of the ceasefire, Israelis have killed almost 1,300 Palestinians. Among them, according to UNICEF figures, there are almost 300 children. That means that over the past 300 days in Gaza, on average, one child has been killed per day by Israeli soldiers. Despite this tragic reality, here at the Security Council, a number of Western delegations have over the past few months placed the entire responsibility for the stagnation of the Gaza peace plan on Hamas alone. We all recall how during Security Council meetings, the leadership of Hamas were insistently called upon to immediately lay down their arms, not to hinder the work of the National Committee for the Administration of Gaza, and to accept the roadmap of the High Representative of the Board of Peace, Nikolai Mladenov. We'd like to hope that our Western colleagues will show the same unity and resolve with regard to the other party to the conflict in light of the public rejection of the roadmap by West Jerusalem while Hamas has agreed to the deal. Madam President, we repeatedly noted that success of any peace initiative on Middle East settlement will be measured by the achievement of its chief goal, the creation of a single, independent, and contiguous state of Palestine on the West Bank and Gaza, with its capital in East Jerusalem. The creation of a state coexisting in peace and security with Israel. As demonstrated by the experience of the past few years, it's impossible to resolve the Palestinian issue as well as the entire spectrum of Middle East settlement issues hastily or through the promotion of ad hoc backroom schemes. Equally futile are attempts of certain countries to monopolize the role of mediator, especially when the principal mediator acts solely in the interests of one side of the Arab-Israeli conflict. Under these circumstances, one can hardly expect to see justice or the fulfillment of the aspirations of the Palestinian people. However, an alternative path remains open. Achieving lasting stability and an improved situation in the Middle East is possible and necessary through coordinated international and regional efforts that rely on the extensive international legal basis for settlement, the cornerstone of which is the two states for two peoples formula. Thank you.
Representative of the Russian Federation for the statement. And I